The federal by-election campaign is well underway in the Battle River Crowfoot riding, with several candidates making stops across the region. The People's Party of Canada candidate, Jonathan Bridges, made a campaign stop in the hamlet of Fleet on July 26. Bridges introduced himself as a Christian and shared his vision for Canada, emphasizing health care, which he notes is a provincial responsibility, and tax reduction, including the removal of the federal GST. On taxation, Bridges advocated for reducing federal taxes and limiting how much money flows through Ottawa before being redistributed to the provinces. He argued that provinces are better positioned to collect and manage funds locally. Bridges acknowledged that such a shift would be more complex in Alberta, which lacks a provincial sales tax. In Alberta, we would have to look at just slightly increasing income taxes, he said. One member in the crowd noted that if the taxes collected from alcohol and cigarettes went strictly to health care, that would be all the funding needed. Bridges agreed, also noting that the People's Party was advocating for the option of a private health care system, allowing those who could pay for the service themselves to do so, leaving the public system to those who can't afford it. "We already have them," said Bridges. "People can go to Vancouver and pay for hip and knee replacements, whatever, and if they can't do it there, they can go down to the States. And it does free up the public funding." Continuing with healthcare, Bridges also noted that medical professionals such as chiropractors and massage therapists work outside of the healthcare system, essentially creating a separate system already. Another topic of conversation brought up was federal transfer payments and the equalization formula. Acknowledging that the equalization formula was in the Canadian Constitution, Bridges said that the People's Party of Canada would look at the formula and get provinces such as Quebec, which have an abundance of resources, to support themselves more, while still supporting the provinces with fewer resources. Bridges criticized what he sees as an unfair application of the equalization formula, arguing that Quebec benefits disproportionately because it does not need to declare its hydroelectric assets as part of the formula. Bridges spoke for around 2 hours at the Fleet Hall. More information about the People's Party of Canada is available at peoplespartyofcanada.ca.